The Gemara says on the top of Daf Pei Vav and Beis that the reason why an Isha, the Baal, should be Mefer when the Isha asks her Ma'aseh Yadayim on him, even though normally we say that she's Meshubatim and the matter is not Chal, but the reason is because of Rava. The Amarava Hekta Shchametz of Shurchem Afkim Yedei Shibud, and Huadin Akonim has a Kach to be Mafkia from a Shibud, and for that reason the Baal would have to be Mefer because the matter really would be Chal. Fekta Makasha, Yehachi, if that's the case, Lomeli Shemei Gershana, why does the Mishnah say that the reason why you have to be Mefer is because maybe he's going to be Megarishan, and it will be Chal Acha Gerishan, even now the Neder is going to be Chal. And the answer is Tani V'oid Shemei Gershana. We say that it's V'oid Shemei Gershana, which the way the Ran is Masber is that even if you say that the Neder is not Chal now, because Almu Rabban L'Shibud the Baal, maybe the Rabban are Mayim L'Shibud the Baal, Ad Kedekach, the Kainim should not be Mefkir the Shibud, but Afal Pichon, you would have to be Mefer for the Zman of L'Acha Gerishan, because at that point there's no longer Shibud, and then it would be Chal. But then Fekter Anakashi says, if it's true that Almur Rabban L'Shibud the Baal, then that means right now the Neder is not Chal, because right now they're Milam the Shibud. And Mimela, it's Hadar Kushan Adokhto, because if the Neder is not Chal now, it's not going to be Chal Lacha Zman either. Then it's going to be Dovah Shabbal Ailam, and it won't be Chal for Lacha Gershon. So why does he have to be Mefer for the Zman of Lacha Gershon? If it's not Chal then, now it won't be Chal then either. So Lacha, it's Hadar Kushan Adokhto. And the Ran answers like this. He says, Rishlamer came into Medina Chayel, since really Maker Adina would be Chal, he loved Almur Rabban L'Shibud, if not the Rabban were Milam the Shibud. So therefore, Kialmuo, even though we say they were Mayam the Shibud, Hani Mili the Cholecha the Kaima Kame Lolechol, that just means that when they're married, it's not going to be Chal, because right now she's Meshubit, Avan Isgarsha, but once she's Isgarish, Kilu Chal Mikara, we look at it as if it was Chal in the beginning. Dami came into Medina Rai Locha, since it really was Rai Locha, we'll look at it as if it was Chal Mikara, and therefore it would be Chal, and then it's not Dabar Shabbat Ailam, and it would be Chal Acha Gerishin as well, and therefore you have to be Mefer. That's how the Rana answers this kasha. And Lachar, that is Tzarechi and Tzarechi, what the Rana is saying. At the end of the day, right now, Mishas Maisa, before the Gerushin, it's not Chal, because right now they are Mayim the Shibud. Once it's not Chal now, it's not going to be Chal Acha Zman, and it's going to end up being a Dabar Shabbat Ailam. So how do you answer the kasha? If it's not Chal now, Hadar Kush Adok, there shouldn't be Chal Acha Zman either. And Rabbi Chanan and Kavachim Sachim says a very geshmaka svar to answer this kasha, and he says like this. He says, this that Chachamim are Mayim the Shibud, it's not something that happens automatically. They don't just say that once you're married, they're Mayim L'Shibud, and therefore the Neder can't be Chal. They're really only Mayim L'Shibud if there's a Tzarech, if there's a need to be Mayim L'Shibud, they'll be Mayim it, and if not, not. So in other words, if they don't want the Isha to be able to Aser her Ma'aseh Yadayim, and therefore if it came to a case where without being Mayim L'Shibud, the Issa would be Chal, then they'll be Mayim L'Shibud. But if even without being Mayim L'Shibud, there's no issue of Asing Ma'aseh Yadayim, then they're not going to be Mayim L'Shibud B'chti, and they won't be Mayim it. So Zakhtav Al-Khanan, if the husband ends up being Mefer, if it's going to come Lidei Hafara, then it comes out there's really no need for them to be Mayim the Shibud. Why should they be Mayim the Shibud? Even without being Mayim the Shibud, there won't be a problem because the husband will be Mefer the Nether. So they really only need to be Mayim the Shibud in a case where the husband does not end up being Mefer. So Zakta Vachanan, so they're being Mayim the Shibud is really Al Tanai. They're really saying that whether or not we'll be Mayim the Shibud will depend on what the husband does. If the husband ends up being Mefer the Nether, then we don't need to be Mayim the Shibud because of his Mefer. If the husband does not end up being Mefer the Nether, so then we don't want to have an Isha, we don't want her to ask him, I say that, and therefore we will step in and be Mayim the Shibud. So Zalka B'chanan, when the husband ends up being Mefer, it comes out that now Mefer, they did not need to be Mayim the Shibud because he was Mefer. Once it's not Mayim the Shibud, then it's Chal now. If it's Chal now, it'll be Chal Lacha Zman, and therefore the husband has to be Mefer for the Zman of Lacha Gershin, and therefore it's necessary for the husband to be Mefer now for Lacha Gershin, because when he is Mefer, the Taka not Mayim the Shibud in the Mela would be Chal Lacha Zman, because it's Chal now, because it's B'yaday, and it can be Chal now, and therefore it's not a Dovah Shabbat La'ilam. That's his husband, the Ran. Just bother me a little bit that if that's the case, then why do we say Yafer? Why do we say the husband has to be Mefer because of his Zman Acha Gershin? The Chayr doesn't have to be Mefer. He could also not be Mefer. And if he's not Mefer, it comes out there'll be Mayim the Shibud and it won't be Chal now, then it won't be Chal Acha Zman. So you could accomplish the same thing by not being Mefer and allowing the Shibud to be Olim because you weren't Mefer and Mimele won't be Chal Acha Gershin, and you'll accomplish the same thing. So it sounds like you should be Mefer in order to avoid the Zman of Acha Gershin. Why should you need to do it? It's true, if you are Mefer, then it would be Chal and it would be necessary, but you could avoid the whole thing by not being Mefer, and then the Shibud would be Alim. It won't be Chal now, and Mela won't be Chal Acha Zman. So that's Shtukos Arachin on Rebel Chanan. Malkapanim, that's his Vart, that the Valdi Kechidosh, the Halama, the Chachamim, would be Tali on its necessity, which would be Tali on whether the Baal is Mefer or not.